When Yosef instructed his brothers to return to Canaan to bring their father back with them to Mitzrayim, so he instructed them, Al tirgazu badara. A person should not be tirgazu while traveling. What does that mean, tirgazu? So we have here a machlokas amongst the Mefarshim and Chazal and the Rishonim. The Mefarshim differ regarding the translation of the word tirgazu, which impacts the general meaning of what Yosef instructed them. The simple meaning of the word, as explained by Rashi, is to be angry. Al tirgazu badarach. You shouldn't get angry when you're walking back to get our father, because you're going to end up having a machlokas. It was your fault you sold Yosef. It was your fault Yosef was sold. And there, nothing's going to be accomplished. You're just going to have a bitter fight, and you're just going to get angry at each other. However, Rashi cites a Gemara in Tainus as well, in Daf Yudam and Beis. Al tirgazu badarach amar Rabbi Lazar amar lahem Yosef la'achiv. Al tisasku bidvar halacha. Don't engage in the learning of halacha while traveling back to Canaan. Shema tirgazu aleichem haderech. Because what will happen is that the path will become unsteady and will become distracting. Ini, is that true? Va'ama ravilai barbarachia. Shnei tamidei chacham mishem halachem haderech. Ve'ein b'neihem divrei Torah. Two tamidei chachamim who are traveling on the way, and there is not Torah being discussed between both of them. Ru'uyin lisareif. It is proper they should be burnt. We're not learning Torah when they have the opportunity. And the Gemara quotes a Gemara in Pasuk in Malachim. And then the Gemara explains, Tama di'ika dibur haleika dibur royin lisaref lakasha halimigras haluyuna. And the Gemara explains certain types of in-depth halacha where a person may get distracted and not be able to focus. Something like that is might not be a good idea when traveling, because you may miss your stop at the exit and get lost. But things that are light and something that you can pay attention to and still keep your eyes on the road, that is certainly appropriate, and it's appropriate for people to learn Torah at this time. This is the explanation as brought by the Gemara and Rashi here as well. The Medrash Rabbi here on the Pasuk in Tzadi Dalad maintains that it means don't refrain from studying Torah. Don't not learn Torah. So you should not be injured along the way. And therefore tirguzu means to tremble. And it refers to the traveling, that the road will become dangerous, unsteady, as a result of the studying, of the not studying of Torah. It's a chiyuv, says the Medrash. How could you travel and not study Torah when you need the protection of Torah to keep you healthy and going while traveling in certain precarious situations? And this certainly is something important to think about. The learning of Torah when traveling, and not to miss out on those opportunities. The Magen Avraham and Kuf Yud, in Sif Katan Yud, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the bracha of Tfilas HaDerech and the recitation of Tfilas HaDerech, so there the Magen Avraham cites our Gemara and says that if you are sitting in a wagon and somebody else is driving the wagon for you, then certainly you're allowed to learn Torah, even be'ian, even the most in-depth conversation of Torah. Because in that case, you don't have to watch the road, and you don't have to be careful about what's going on. And certainly, says the Magen Avraham, the Gemara would have no issue with someone who doesn't have to worry when someone else is driving the wagon or the train. And this is cited by the Eliyahu Rabbah there and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Kaf HaChaim and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, all saying that when a person is traveling and you have the opportunity, certainly they should be engaged in Talmud Torah. The Mishnah Berurah here writes in Kuf Yud Sif Katan Chaf, and he goes further. Not only is it permissible to learn, says the Chafetz Chaim, if someone is driving for you, it is a chiyuv. You have to learn when someone is driving, because the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in Perek Gimel says, "Hamahalich b'derech u'mefana libo levatala mischayev b'nafsho." A person who's traveling and his heart and his mind is distracted towards something else, and he doesn't learn Torah when he can learn Torah, he's chayev b'nafsho. He's held responsible for having the opportunity to learn while traveling and not taking an opportunity during that commute. And there's a machlokas Rishonim. What's the Mishnah telling us? Rashi and the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah say that the Mishnah is saying there's a chiyuv. A person who has the opportunity to learn while commuting and they don't, it's a chiyuv. They have to learn. Other Rishonim simply say that it's a etza tova, it's a piece of good advice to protect the traveler. So says Rabbeinu Bach and Amachzer Vitri. But regardless, whether it's a chiyuv or good advice, when commuting, certainly the Mishnah says we should be engaged in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Why so important when commuting? So the Mili de Avos on Pirkei Avos explains that when you're traveling or commuting, you have time to think, and you don't use that time to learn Torah. It shows a lack of Avos HaTorah. You're sitting in the car, and you're not going to have an opportunity to think and learning. You're on the train, and someone's driving the wagon for you. You're not going to take a time to think and learning. How could a person do such a thing? The Gemara in Sota, according to Tosa, says, and this is the opinion of Volbi as well, that a Talmud Chacham is not a person who knows a lot of Torah. A Talmud Chacham is a person who thinks about Torah whenever they have the opportunity to. That's the definition of a Talmud Chacham. Comes the Yaivitz on the Mishnah Perkei Avos and says that a person who's traveling and doesn't learn Torah shows a lack of understanding of the protective nature of Talmud Torah. If you really appreciated how Torah can protect and help a person, that you would be learning Torah while traveling and not wasting that opportunity. The Gemara in Sota Chafal says that Torah is Megana Umitzala. It protects and it saves. And finally, in the Kol Tzofayachid Chelek Beis on page Tafkuf Yud Zayin, he notes that in Koheles we're told the Chol Zman La'et. Every single time there's an opportunity to accomplish something. When you have the quiet of the car and you have the opportunity to connect to Hashem through Talmud Torah and no one is distracting you and you're alone or on the train, you have your headphones and you can push out the rest of the world, that's an opportunity, says the Kol Tzofayach, to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam. The Tzedel Aderech of Rav Yitzchak Pinkalari, which is one of the early Achronim, he says, the Torah tells us, B'shinantan levanacha v'dibar tavam, b'shiftecha b'veisecha, uvelechtecha v'derech. You're supposed to think in Torah when you are uvelechtecha v'derech. The Torah says clearly that traveling is an opportunity and a time to be engaged in Torah, not to waste a commute and not have the opportunity to learn Torah. There's an amazing comment of the Shla, the Masechah Shavuos, and then our mitzvah in Os Kuf Dalet. And the Shla says that it's a chiyuv gadol, a great responsibility for someone traveling to learn Torah. And he also cites the mission of Avos, of someone who's learning Torah while traveling. And then he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, in Perek Vav, pasuk Chaf Beis, B'hisalechecha tancha osach. When you are walking, you should be engaged in it. It should be nach to you, it should be pleasant to you, even when you are walking. And he says, if you don't have a sefer with you, you should just recite whatever you know, Baal Peh, something. Traveling, says the Shla, is a chiyuv gadol, an opportunity to engage in Talmud Torah. I saw in the Tamei Minhagim in the Lakutim, on page 504, Tuf Kuf Dalet, he cites the Dvarim Nechmadim HaMishlei, I'm not sure what that is, who says that we have a Kabbalah to learn while traveling because the Shechina is close to a person when traveling. How do I know the Shechina is closer to you when you're traveling? Because it says by Yaakov, Vayavo Yaakov Shalom, that Yaakov came with peace. And Shalom is the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that Hashem was with Yaakov when he traveled. Vayavo Yaakov Shalom, Yaakov came with peace, that Hashem was right there with him, and therefore Hashem was with you, and it's an opportunity to learn and to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam. Rav Yisrael Salanter in the Igros, in his letters, in the Or Yisrael, in letter 15, Igeres Tesvav, in a comment, he makes the following statements. I'll read from the English translation from Rabbi Miller. And he writes as follows. Let us consider, for example, the mitzvah of Torah study. Even if a person has a weak memory, it is very easy for him to review his studies many times over in his native language. Let him proceed this way, at a slow pace, in the Talmud or any other subject. He should concentrate almost exclusively on just knowing the concepts without worrying about the name of the Tana or the Amora. Let him contemplate this when he walks through the streets, obviously where the area is clean, or when he is traveling as a passenger, or even when he is actually engaged in his business dealings, as I have mentioned elsewhere. The type of contemplation is actually easier for the merchant than the Torah scholar, who does not have time to repeatedly review material until he knows it by heart, for this result in an inordinate neglect of his essential study. On the other hand, in his spare moments, a merchant goes over the material of what he's studying, then virtually the entire day is available to him to mentally review it over and over again. So says Rav Yisrael Salanter. The opportunities to review, to learn, are all around us, especially when we are commuting on the train or in the car. The radio is a waste. It's an 18-minute cycle of depressing news. There's too many commercials on sports radio anyway. There's nothing productive coming out of the radio. Get the news. That's a few minutes in the car. Then it's time to move on. There's so many times you can listen to the same song again. So many times you can listen to the same another podcast. Talmud Torah is a great opportunity for the car. A time to sit there. There are so many places. Wayu Torah, Kol HaLashon, anywhere, whatever it is, there's so many places to download Shirim from so many different opportunities, so many different websites. Certainly, as we see from Yosef telling his brother, Al Tirgazu Badarach. We all need to remember when we get into our cars, Al Tirgazu Badarach. Don't waste the opportunity of commuting to not use it for Talmud Torah. It's a great time to learn. certainly a great time to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a time where the Pasuk says in Koheles, the Kolzman, the Ace, an opportunity to connect to Hashem, and should be a time used in order to grow in our own Torah learning.